بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman, Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atan, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to you, Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the position of men and women in Islam, especially in the family. From outside, the people who are out of the religion of Islam, the realm of Islam, the scope of Islam, they think that Islam is a manly religion, is a religion that has been that has given power to men more than women. Is it so, Sheikh?
Actually, no. Mm-hmm. You know, Islam is the religion of fairness and justice. Mm-hmm. It is better to say that Islam observes justice in regards with men and women. First of all, we should know that naturally men and women are different. For example, nowadays, if you look at the football match, you never see that, for example, a female team compete with a male team, yeah?
Yeah.
Always male with male, female with female. So yes, it is because of what? Because everybody know that they are different, particularly in terms of physical or bodily power. Of course, men are a bit more strong than, let's say, women. So naturally, it's
you mean biologically and physically?
Physiologically,
speaking,
yes. It's very clear that yes, men and women are different.
Yes.
Are different. They are not equal. Okay?
So some of the feminists have said that, no, men and women are equal in body too. I said, okay, so
that is wrong.
It's wrong.
That
so
is wrong, of course.
Okay, for example,
they cannot prove it.
They cannot prove it because yes, you know, for
that's
example,
against nature, you know.
Yeah, how a man can be pregnant?
Yeah, of course.
Or for example, suckle a child, yeah. What about the menstruation, the monthly period,
course,
or something like that?
Yeah.
All these things have shown that men physically and biologically are different.
You know, human beings are animal, you know. Look at
yes,
the other animals. We have all these differences between all the animals.
The pairs.
You know? Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Lion is lion, tiger is tiger.
Lioness, tigress,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they are always different.
Yes.
We cannot say that they are the same, you know.
Yes.
Same is the case, naturally speaking.
Yes, yes.
Naturally speaking.
Biologically, yes.
Yeah, biologically, exactly. That is the case. So that's why if these two creatures are different,
mm-hmm,
then can we deal with them equally?
Mm-hmm.
Of course not. If you deal with them equally in terms of legal or laws, that would be injustice.
Mm-hmm.
That would be unfair.
Okay.
That would be oppression.
Yes.
If you consider both of them equal, while in reality they are not equal.
And is it
so? It's a kind of oppression.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it so that the religion of Islam pays more attention to men's status?
No. Islam
women?
Pays attention to mm-hmm, justice.
Okay.
To what the women deserve,
yes,
and what men deserve.
Okay.
You know, what they deserve, they should be given.
Yes.
Because, you know, whatever you give to the man, whatever right you give to the man or woman, then they have responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Because rights brings responsibility and duties.
Yes.
When you give a right to the man, it should be in a way that he could fulfill the responsibility of himself based on that right that you give him. So he should have the potentiality to fulfill his duty.
Yes.
You know, same is the case with women. When you give some right to the woman, of course, based on that right, she has some responsibilities and duties that she has to perform.
That's right.
So you should consider their capabilities, their differences, their abilities. You should not give them the same equal kind of chances, equal kind of rulings, equal kind of, let's say, rights and duties. That is oppression. Islam never commit oppression against men and women. Sometimes, let's say, women deserve more. Sometimes men deserve more. It depends on which kind of cases you discuss. But, of course, first of all, we should know that men and women are different. If they
yes,
are different, we should bring equity and justice, not equality. And then if you deal with them equally. It is oppression. Islam should never commit oppression against them. Islam should observe justice and fairness towards men and women.
That's all right. Especially some of the responsibilities of the women cannot at all be done by men, you know.
Of course.
For example, Islam has placed we can say, the nurturing of the children.
Motherhood, yeah.
Yeah, motherhood, you know, on the shoulders of... Never a father can act as a mother,
of course.
Okay?
Naturally, yes. Men are not able.
Yes.
They do not have
the affection and the kindness of the mother is not replaced. Yeah. And this is something universal.
It is natural, yeah.
Yes.
It is the nature, that's right. You know.
Okay.
It is the best way possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot say that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created sun as sun and moon as moon.
Yes.
You know, sun is sun, moon is moon.
Mm-hmm.
Man is man, women is women. We cannot, let's say, change the position of them or status of them.
That's right. Is it so that the Islamic laws or Islamic Sharia is pro-men?
No, never.
For example, about the...
It is justice, you know, it's fairness, as I told you.
For example, about the blood money of men and women, blood money or...
No, women receive more than men.
Really?
Let me give you the example.
Okay.
You know, for example, if a man, for example, dies, you give how many portion of the blood money to his wife?
Uh-huh.
And then this blood money that you give to the wife... It would be spent by the wife himself. He has no responsibility to spend it for the other rest of the family members.
Okay.
But if you give a portion of that blood money of wife to the man, then you see that man's responsibility is this, that he has to spend it for himself, for his wife, for his children, his father, mm-hmm. his mother, even sometimes his grandsons. So you see that the portion that you give to the man, it should be spent... For whom? For all these people.
But the portion for all the people who are under the custody
exactly,
of the man.
Exactly.
But for the women,
but
for
the women,
for the
no.
Women.
Okay. You give the same portion to the women, but they do not have any duty, any responsibility. They can mm-hmm. just buy some necklace, I don't know, golden things, and use it for himself, for herself.
That's all right.
So here, can we say that Islam is pro-women?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it depends on the cases. We should, case by case, we should study. Or, for example, as you rightly mentioned, the responsibility of mothership or motherhood is on the shoulder of women. Why? Because men are not able. Men yes. cannot do that. You know, cannot afford to, for example, bring up children. They have not such a capability naturally.
That's right.
But women has. So that's why Islam says that it is the duty of men to work mm-hmm. and bring the sustenance for all the members of the family, particularly for the wife.
Mm-hmm.
Because wife should be in a very calm, in a very peaceful environment. She should be comfortable. She should be always,
yes.
let's say, secure and safe, you know, because his mindset, his mentality should be always safe, should be always calm.
That's right.
And she should always feel comfortability. To what? To bring up a good children.
That's right.
This is the duty of man. Mm-hmm. We cannot say here that Islam is pro-women because Islam does not give the duty of working hard for
mm-hmm.
women.
Mm-hmm.
No, Islam again has another responsibility for women,
yes.
give a responsibility for men. Both are, let's say, like just and fair kind of responsibilities
right.
that are given to both men and women.
Even according to some research, the word rajul and imra'a are with the same number in the Holy Quran. They are repeated... The same.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
But you see that always the number of women
yes.
in the history, if you search, always the number of women are more than men.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what?
Mm-hmm.
Because of this nature of, because man has lots of responsibilities in their life, you know?
Yes.
They have to go to the war. They have to go to the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
They have to work hard. They have to take hard jobs, difficult jobs, you know? They have to fight. They have to... bring security for the family members. That's why they're always being sacrificed for the families. But women, naturally, women are saved. Women are more. That's why you see the number of or the population of women are always more than men.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh. Let's take a break, and after our break, we'll take to another question for today's discussion.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs.
Allah, 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 Allah
answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. You're listening to the rest of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Sheikh Rouhani is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Sheikh Rouhani, what are the Islamic suggestions to get away from depression and to be more happy in life?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What I can say here is the true life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, true life is the best response to this question, which means that if you live truly in this world, you will always enjoy your life. Your life will be full of pleasures, full of enjoyment. You will enjoy a very joyful life. Of course, if you live not truly, wrongly,
yes,
if you commit lots of sins, crimes, you know, if you live like criminals in this world, you will be always worried about each and everything that you do. You would be always, let's say, what we can say, very much nervous, very much hopeless, very much worried, very much stressful, you know, about whatever you do daily. That is why the best solution to this problem is to enjoy a true life, which is the best response for this kind of question. But now the other point is that, okay, how can we achieve this true life? To enjoy your life, you know, this is the important question that can free us from depression and from hopelessness and from, let's say, this sort of disease or psychological disease and problems. To achieve this, let's say, true life, first of all, we should correct our worldview. We should have a true worldview. It means that we should understand truly what the nature is, what the world is, what am I, and what I am, and let's say, what is my duty, what is my responsibility, what is my position in this world, what are some of the limitations that I have in my life, what are some of the opportunities that I have in my life, what should I do, what are the objectives, what are the purpose of my life, what are the main purposes that I should achieve in my life? These are all the things that, first of all, we should clarify for ourselves and have a perfect understanding and perception of all these things. Then, of course, we could establish, based on this true understanding of each and everything in our life, a true life, and then we will enjoy our life.
That's all right. And this type of enjoyment and the pleasure that you are talking about is very much different from, we can say, routine daily pleasures, isn't it? For example, I don't know, having amusement or something like that.
You know, the philosophers have a very nice idea. Avicenna or Ibn Sina, as a Muslim philosopher, he mentions in his works a very nice point about the pleasure or about enjoyment or about happiness, we can say. He says that happiness or pleasure, the true happiness and the pleasure is that that should be something, what we can say, everlasting.
Yes.
That should not be like something limited, you know? In that case, this love or this saada or this, let's say, pleasure would be the exact pleasure. That is why when we want to enjoy this exact kind of pleasure and love or saada, if we live truly during the day, then of course, every moment we are sure that what am I doing now is true, is okay, is appropriate, you know, then we do not worry about that. We do not get nervous. We do not get depressed. And at the end of the day, when we go to bed, when we, for example, look at what we did during the day, we would understand that, okay, all the things that I did was, all of them were okay. And then we sleep very comfortably, very, let's say, calmly, very happily. And then the next day again, we wake up again in the same way. That's why in Islam, we have three key, let's say, solution for getting a happy life, which is called musharata and,
yes,
let's say, muraqaba and muhasaba. Islam says that during the day, When you wake up in the morning, you have to do musharata. Musharata means that you put some conditions on yourself. For example, you promise yourself that during this day that I'm going to start, I will do these things. I will never do, for example, those things. And then during the day, you have to do muraqabah, that you be always watchful, will be always cautious and careful about each and everything that you do. Because in the beginning of the day, you promise yourself that do these certain things and do not do those certain things. Or during that day, you have to be watchful. You have to be cautious and careful about these things. And then we have muhasabah, which is at the end of the day when you go to bed. You have to do muhasabah. And you have to count all the things that you did. And you have to see that whether all those things that you did in that day, were they wrong, were they false, were they true or not. Mm-hmm. If they were true, if you did muraqabah correctly,
yes.
If you did musharata correctly, and finally, if you did muhasabah correctly, the whole day you enjoy.
Yes.
Whole day will be a joyful day, and you will, your life would be full of pleasures.
That's right.
From the beginning till the end of the day.
Okay.
And of course, you will sleep very joyfully.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh, for a nice elaboration regarding the topic of happiness and how to be away from oppression according to Islamic beliefs. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين